We would like to speak to you about balance, and we would like to speak to you about balance in two fields, in the emotional field and in what we think of as the practical field. In the emotional field, the nature of emotions is that they are moving all of the time. They are constantly moving, and it is better for them to be moving than to have them shut down on you. We do want you to know that. So even if you may not want to feel that much movement, it means that you are alive, you are human, and you are in the world. The danger is when you stop feeling that. That means that you are shutting down your own natural processes. When you are looking at emotional balance, then, basically what you are looking at is how high and how low. Now, here's the thing about the emotions. There are some emotions that will send you very high. That is where you are going to go. There are some things that will send you very low, and that is where you go. The wisdom is, can you, even after one of these extremes, can you breathe yourself into a balanced place? It does not mean you do not still feel those things, because you do, but you are deliberately bringing yourself to a middle ground emotionally. Now, what is that about? Well, when you are in the balanced emotional position, you can continue to feel and still be safe. When you are in the unbalanced emotional system, you cannot afford to continue to feel. Let us say you got to the top one, you moved to the top, and you did not want to let go of it. So you are going to stay, as you say in your language, high. You are going to stay high, and you are going to hang on to that high. I'm sure you all know that while that is very tempting, it is not a good idea. Because then, when you come down, you are going to come down low. And that is because of the hanging on to it. Had you experienced it and then willed yourself to the middle ground, you would have felt a bit of that, but you would not have been hurt that way. Now let us go in the other direction. Let us go low. And let us say you decide to hang on to that. Well, the two problems already, of course, you cannot continue to feel in the moment that you are living, which is a very important thing. But you are loading yourself up with the energy of the low. And so what you are going to want is you are going to want to go high, to balance out the low. But here is the thing. The high does not balance out the low. It never does. It promises to, but it does not. What you want is to move up from the low to the balanced middle ground. And then as you are able to continue walking and feeling, that will help you with the balance, the continuing to feel. Now, so what is, since it is such an easy lesson to speak about, why do we have such a hard time with it? There are many answers. We are not going to work all of them with you tonight because it would take far too long. But the high is easy to understand because you feel above your life, and that it is like those of you we see choose vehicles so that you can sit up high. It is fine for a vehicle. It is not fine for your life, because that high position puts you above the reality of your own life, and it puts you above other people, which is sad, puts you above your emotional life, which is hard. So that is a difficult one, but when you see those who are dealing with addictions, they love that high position. But it is a dangerous one because it cannot be maintained. And when you fall from that, you do not fall to the middle, you fall to the low. And the low position, we have many beliefs and we have been given many wrong pieces of information as women because the low position is a punisher. And women have been told that because they are not perfect, because of course there's nothing perfect on the earth, then you are worthy of punishment. And we have all manner of ways of creating that, most of them in our own head, the voice in the head. So when we are down, what we have to be careful about is that we do not attach to one of the beliefs that says that is where you are supposed to be. That is not where you are supposed to be. That is what was stimulated by something, triggered by something. Where you are supposed to be is on this balanced middle ground. So when you pull yourself up from down, do not try to overdo. You may have encountered people who say all the words, and these are not bad words, but they will use these words to try to pull themselves up. Even good words. I am a whole and perfect child of God. Nothing can defeat me when I walk in the light. Those are good things, but those are also things that are trying to pull you back into the too high position. What we want is a reverence for the balanced emotional position. We know we're going to feel whatever we feel, but to have as a goal to come to the balanced middle, to know that this is the way for the body and the mind to relax and to handle whatever it is that is coming up. Do we visit up and down? Of course we do. Of course we do. But we want to be careful that we are not trapped in the up or the down position by something that we are believing that is not true and not good for us. Now, we're going to put that to one side for a moment and move to the practical. We very often want something in the world or someone in the world to be the agent that helps us balance when we are coming down from the high position or brings us up when we are in the low position. And so there gets to be a dependence on things happening that are practical. We will use this one because we know you all understand it. We know at one time or another you have all said, if I only had a lot of money. And that does not mean that you are greedy or that there is something wrong with your value system. But the truth of it is, money does not have the power to pull you up from the low or to balance you out with the high. As a matter of fact, it very often is an afflictor with both of those things. You can use money to try to preserve the unnatural high, and many people do that. You can use money to buy your way out of the low by giving yourself things that are not good for you. So when we look at this practical aspect of it, we want to look at what is the operating middle ground in whatever we are doing, in whatever happens. And that middle ground begins with our relationship with ourselves. Can you love you when you are up or when you are down? And can you pull yourself to this level ground out of love? Not out of judgment, not out of old fears, not out of old beliefs, but out of love. Here is the road. Here is the balanced road. And it is where I belong. and it is good, and I will be happy when I walk on it. So that is what we want to look at. Now, it is not to say that you could not be cheered up by a friend or a love, or that you could not be exhilarated by a friend or a love, but in this middle ground, you want to go to you first and say, whatever is going on with me, do I love me enough to move up or come down in a graceful way to the road where my feet are solid on the road, where I know who I am, and I am working with the universe to feel where I am going? That is what we want for all of you, because that is a place where you can then not only continue feeling new things, feeling good things, feeling many things, but you can become more solid. You can feel safer on the middle road. It is the place where balance lives. And balance is good for your health. It is good for your thought. It is good for your spirit. So this is what we want for all of you. So we have given you a somewhat packed lesson, we understand. And perhaps we will have another workshop, and we can expand on this when we are together. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Feel a clearing energy come up from the earth and let it move into your body and clear the root center. Move up and clear the second center, removing the judgment and the shame. Coming up into the solar plexus, clearing the emotions you no longer wish to hold. Bring the cleansing energy into your garden and let it water your garden and wash away anything you don't want to be holding in your heart. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your throat and let that cleansing energy clear the communication center of anything that is not loving and accepting and nurturing of you first and then the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. Let the cleansing energy wash the third eye so that your intuitive senses are alive again and strong. And feel the clearing energy come up and out through your crown, making the crown connect to the universe, ready to receive, ready to be full and loved. Now bring your attention into your heart center. And see that a path lights up for you in your heart. and step onto that path. And know that the path takes you. There is no need for effort, no need for trying. And the air is full of blessing. Breathe it in, take it in. And feel yourself moved upward to a place of hope. And feel the energy and the power of hope all around you. Hope without fear. And feel the energy in this place awaken your dreams. And if you see a symbol or a color in this place, remember it and take it with you. And feel the path take you upward again. Until you come to a place of connection. And feel yourself strong and balanced. And feel the power of your own energy to reach out and connect to all the things you wish to connect to. But no energy is lost from your center. And as you feel those extensions, feel the extensions from those who love you and care for you that come back to you. And there you are, a child of light, filled by the universe, giving and receiving and walking the balanced path. Now let the path take you upward, and you come to the place of the gift. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, still breathing in all the gifts in the air that are for you, all the things that make you whole and strong and happy. And come to your heart center again. And stop and drink water from any place in your heart you have water. to nurture the soul. Breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.